This is Dan from Karate Cafe. You are listening to the Practical Defense Podcast with Alex Haddix, where he punches your brain face with his mind fists.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Haddix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. Halloween is just around the corner, and it's the time when children roam the streets after dark and others pull some pretty nasty pranks. So this week, we're going to cover some safety tips for your home and for when you're out with your kids. We'll start with a few items for when you're out trick-or-treating with a family. First, children should not be allowed to go out on their own. A responsible adult should always accompany each group of children. Kids should never be left to wander by themselves. They should always stay in groups. Do not cut through backyards or alleys. Always stick to the main, well-lit roads traveled by other trick-or-treaters. Children should wear reflective clothing and carry a light source. This can be a flashlight or chemical light sticks. I like to give each child a different color so they can be identified from a distance. Now, if the costume's not naturally reflective, reflective tape can be added quite easily. Children should not carry realistic toy firearms. Do not take hand-wrapped food and candies. All candy should be inspected by an adult before being eaten. All fruit should be cut into sections and inspected by an adult before being eaten. And children should not enter anyone's home. Try to avoid costumes with masks. They can impair vision and hearing, which is already a problem for children who are overly excited. Try using makeup instead of masks. Now for the adults and the home. First, do not let strangers into your home, even children or adults. There are tons of problems with that, from a liability perspective to even distraction burglaries. Yes, criminals even use their own children as decoys. Only give out purchased, wrapped candy and toys. Save the homemade goodies for personal friends. Do not leave your home unattended on Halloween night. There are too many pranksters and stupid teenage vandals. The last tip also applies to pets. If you can keep your pets inside on Halloween night or some other safe place, do so. Lots of pets are injured or killed on or around Halloween, and this is especially true of black cats. And that will do it for this week. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I am Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. If you're thinking about a career in private security in California, we have a fully accredited and fully online program. We have the best material and the lowest prices. Visit our website at security.palladium-education.com for all of the details. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@palladium-education.com. You can also leave us a voicemail on the Practical Defense comment line at 805-203-6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
New to the iPhone App Store is Posted, the carry list of anti-gun locations. This app is for anyone who carries their firearm on a regular basis. It is extremely inconvenient to discover that the store or restaurant you are about to enter prohibits your Second Amendment rights. You either have to disarm in the parking lot or go somewhere else at the last second. With this app, you can quickly see all anti-gun locations in your current vicinity or look up anti-gun locations by type, city, state, or even name. You can view them on a map or a list and see all the locations' details, including alternate gun-friendly locations when available. Posted includes lists from many popular gun forums and gun groups. It is crowdsourced and will continue to get better over time. It takes less than a minute to add a new location. Posted is available on iTunes for all iPhones, iPads, and iPods. It is available on Google Play for Android.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, tips, comments, or topic suggestions, send us an email at podcast@palladium-education.com. That's podcast@palladium-education.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-6586. I look forward to hearing from you. Practical Defense Podcast and theme music are copyright Palladium Education Incorporated.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones, on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.